Why are you out here? He ignored my desperation to cover myself as he questioned me. I needed air, I mumbled softly. I began walking past him in the direction of the pack house, which I soon regretted. With a tight hold around my arm, he quickly pushed me back to where I had previously stood. I'm not done with you. Don't come out here in the middle of the night without someone with you. We have set rules about it. Why the hell would you even come out here this time of night?
Why do you hate me so much? I never did anything to you.
The words had finally left my lips, a question that had lingered over my head since the first time I saw him. I never said I hated you. His eyes narrowed in on me.
Okay.
I could see a real answer was not certain here. I released a slight laugh before I walked past him again. This time, he did not stop me.
You need to get a handle on those dreams of yours, by the way. Do you know you talk in your sleep?
He said under his breath, but loud enough for me to hear.
Excuse me?
I glanced over my shoulder. His words were clear. I just hoped my mind was deceiving me.
You talk in your sleep at night. You know, like tonight.
I cringed when the last word left his lips. I turned to get a better look at him. Emotionless eyes, but the sly grin that appeared on his lips scared me. He stepped toward me. Nervous and completely embarrassed, I struggled to swallow the lump that formed in the back of my throat.
No, I don't. Goddess, please inform me that I don't talk. At least, not a lot.
But if you didn't, would I know I co-starred in your dreams? By the way you were talking, I guess I played a key role.
My eyes widened in astonishment, and my mouth was left open in complete disbelief. Was he really saying this? The world around me seemed to suck me in as I searched for breathable air to take in. But hell, that wouldn't stop my pounding heart from drumming in my chest.
He heard me? What the hell do I do? What the hell do I say to him? Hey, you feel me up in my dreams? Hell no.
I'm going to bed. I wanted out of this conversation, and fast. Determined to leave him behind, I turned to walk toward the house. Ignoring each burning sensation in my weak legs, I stumbled away from him.
Did you think this would help you?
He asked me. I wanted to ignore him, but I found myself answering him. Stupid idea, too.
What are you?
A slight glance over my shoulder, I wanted to see what he was referring to, an action I wish I didn't. My once beating heart? You know, the one that was pounding against my body like the drum that belonged to the little drummer boy? Well, now it had stopped completely. That air that was hard to take in around me? Now that air was completely gone. He wasn't. No. I blinked my eyes a few more times. Normally, that would wake me up from a wicked nightmare. But no, I was still standing a few yards away from my alpha and my little pink toy. But how? Not how, more like why? Enraged, embarrassed, and completely shaken, I stormed at him. My arm extended to snatch it away, but his swift speed put him another few feet away from me.
Why were you in my room?
Privacy? Gone. This moron had abused his power by invading my personal space.
I'm allowed anywhere I please.
By the tone of his voice, I was sure he actually believed it was acceptable. But that doesn't give you the right to be a damn creep. Before I knew it, his hand was around my neck, and I was pressed against a thick tree. The tree crackled on impact as I flinched from the sharp pain caused by the collision. I groaned.
Don't say that. Now, tell me about the dream.
He loosened the grip on my neck to allow me to speak, but not loose enough for me to slip away.
No, thank you.
I declined his offer for show and tell.
Why not? I was starring in it, right? I mean, I should know.
His devious glare left me nervous and helpless.
Tell me.
I couldn't tell him. I just couldn't. Just reminiscing about the dream left me angry, but, worst of all, aroused.